All right, back here on Cody and Gold, and coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll get right back into the Royals. We'll take your calls as well and how confident you are that this series gets extended and this series shifts back to the Bronx on Saturday night. But let's talk a little fantasy football. Week 6 already of the NFL slate. Of course, that means it's time to check in with our guy Paul Charchian of Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. He's presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. I know you're feeling good up in Minnesota on the football side of things with the 5-0 Vikings. We're 5-0 here in Kansas City. So just like we all predicted, I think you said that before the season, Charch, that both the Vikings and Chiefs would be 5-0.
Yeah, and the only teams. Yes, absolutely. Who didn't see it coming? It's so obvious now, right?
We're used to it here, Charge. It's not even, it's like an old hat.
I know.
Oh, you know, okay.
You know, I think for you, you roll into your bye and you're like, you know, our wins haven't been as convincing as we want. We got all these injuries. We don't know. You know, 5-0, it feels okay. We're rolling into our bye. 5-0, baby. Nobody saw this coming. Oh, God, this is the greatest thing ever. Sam Darnold, MVP, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of excitement here. We never get found money. You guys do. Although I think your team is coming up its best win of the season.
100%.
Heading into the bye. And the Vikings are coming off their worst win of the season heading into their bye.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. We know the Chiefs just played the Saints, and in that game, Derek Carr suffered an oblique injury. What, Spencer Rattler's going to be the guy, it sounds like, for a little bit. What does that mean for a Chris Olave owner or a Rashid Shaheed owner?
Yeah, rookie Spencer Rattler gets his first NFL start. He's viewed as a promising long-term raw prospect. You'll remember Rattler was the most coveted high school quarterback coming out of Arizona. Then he went to Oklahoma. He was there as the starter for a while, got benched for Caleb Williams eventually. Then he went to South Carolina, where the supporting cast was awful, including one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. When I was trying to evaluate Spencer Rattler in coming into the draft, I'm like, I can't find a play where he just gets a clean pocket to throw from. And I thought he played, honestly, gallantly at South Carolina. And he's got an NFL-caliber arm. And I think it's, you know, I'm actually kind of excited about Spencer Rattler getting a couple of starts here and seeing what he can do with some potential long completions, maybe to Rashid Shaheed, because he does have a good downfield arm. But does it all come together at the beginning of the, you know, like first NFL start? Probably not. Chris Olave, not exactly phased out of this offense, but Rashid Shaheed has more targets, more receiving yards, more touchdowns, deeper passes. So I don't know that I'm starting Chris Olave with Spencer Rattler's first starts, but I think I'm going to keep going with Rashid Shaheed and see if they can connect on some deep balls here against a Tampa team that's really struggled.
Charge, sometimes you're not wrong in fantasy. I'm not wrong in fantasy. We're just a year ahead. You and I were both big Tank Bigsby guys at the beginning of 2023.
Yes.
Is that chip finally starting to pay off a year and a half later?
Oh, it is. And for everybody who said that we were morons, well, you're right, technically.
Yeah, we were wrong.
And we were just early, right? So, I mean, First, Tank Bigsby is a better runner, objectively, than Travis Etienne, and he should be getting more work with the Jaguars. Tank Bigsby runs with power, runs with speed, punishes defenders. When I watch Tank Bigsby run, I get so excited I start involuntarily lactating. I love this kid. His ranks among players, all NFL players that have at least his 34 carries, here's where Tank Bigsby ranks. Some stat porn for you. Yards per carry, Tank Bigsby, number one. Avoided tackle rate, Tank Bigsby, number one. Yards after contact, Tank Bigsby, number one. Rushing yards over expectation per carry, Tank Bigsby, number one. And here's where it gets interesting, guys. A lot of times it takes a long time for younger players to start getting reps because of the nuances of the position, like pass protection. Entering this week, Travis Etienne had the second worst pass protection grade by Pro Football Focus among all runners. So Etienne is not a lock to stay on the field. Tank Bigsby might be a better pass blocker. He hasn't fumbled this year, which was a big problem for him last year. You know, losing teams with losing coaches, they make more moves more quickly. Tank Bigsby could be on the move to the starting spot among the Jaguars runners.
Look, the theme continues on the year. If you had Rashee Rice, you're screwed. You had other number one wide receivers. You had Davante Adams. You can't play him. Now Nico Collins, the NFL's leading wide receiver, is out. if you had Tank Dell and you've been holding out hope that he was going to turn his season around, is now the moment, right? C.J. Stroud will certainly throw it. Can Tank Dell be a starting player all of a sudden?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we certainly hope that that's going to be the case. Tank Dell, the idea is for Tank Dell to sort of walk into some of those opportunities, because Nico Collins, I don't think people realize.
Monster.
The dude was having an unbelievable season. It was, you know, like offensive player of the year level stuff. Nico leaves behind the fourth most targets, the fourth most air yards, and he was second in end zone targets. He ranked fifth in Fantasy Life's wide receiver utilization scoring system. This whole offense was going through Nico Collins. And Dell, on the other side of that, had been languishing from a lack of targets. Well, that's all going to change, because we're freeing up 11 targets per game. 11. Dell's going to get, out of the 11, Tank Dell's going to get 3, 4, 5 of those every game. That would turn Tank Dell into a 9 or 10 target guy per game, and it's game on then. I mean, at that point, you know, Tank Dell becomes absolutely startable. Patriots secondary isn't half bad, but just through sheer repetition and volume, I like Tank Dell to continue doing well here.
We're talking to our fantasy football expert, Paul Charchin of Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. He's presented by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, scenic views. Thursday night football, this one up in Seattle. Niners, Seahawks, and look, as a Christian McCaffrey owner, obviously this is painful for me, but Jordan Mason, I mean, this dude has been incredible.
Yeah, he really has. Alex, San Francisco's running back has been, I think, nothing short of a revelation. On the ground, really no drop-off from Christian McCaffrey. He's averaging almost the exact same yards per carry that Christian McCaffrey was giving you last year, 5.1 yards per carry. But where Mason is very different, or where Christian McCaffrey is like Hall of Fame bound, was his receiving ability. McCaffrey was averaging 5 catches for 40 yards per game, which is a ton. And that was a massive boon to fantasy managers. But Mason, just 1 catch for 11 yards. Tonight, Seattle, this is a run defense that has been hammered in 3 of the past 4 games. Tyrone Tracy just ran for 129 yards. We didn't even know who he was a week ago. Week before that, the Detroit 1-2 punch ran for 128 yards. And 2 weeks before that, New England's backs totaled 178 yards on the ground. So this feels like a big Jordan Mason game coming tonight.
Despite the fact they haven't scored a lot, in standard scoring leagues, Justin Fields has been a top 10 play, Charge. Do you just like try to squeeze one more start out of him before they go to Russell Wilson? Do you hope they keep starting him? How do you handle him from a fantasy perspective? Because he's been better than other people at some day. Hell, he's been more statistically fantasy relevant than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are more statistically relevant than Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's right now, and I think you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. If we go back to week 8 of last year, through the whatever now it is, like 14 regular season games that have transpired, Patrick Mahomes, his average is quarterback 16. And that's not what we're here for with Patrick Mahomes. No. I mean, you know, there's 12 teams in my league, so why am I automatically starting Patrick Mahomes every week? And even last week, when he played a great game. 300 yards, but no touchdowns. We're just not getting the explosive output. And I know we've touched on this before. And to get more directly to your conversation about Justin Fields, I'm actually pretty interested in this. You know, the fantasy community loves Justin Fields because his rushing gives us some explosive fantasy games. It happened 2 weeks ago when he ran in 2 touchdowns. But the problem is Justin Fields is just not a great passer. He's not giving games away, but here, let me give you some stats on Fields. Among quarterbacks with 5 starts that have played every game so far this year, Fields ranks 4th from last in passing yards, 5th from last in passing touchdowns, and 8th from last in distance of throws. He's just not getting it done, and it's killing his receivers. George Pickens is wide receiver 54, and he's the highest scoring of his wide receivers. Van Jefferson is I'm still waiting on Van Jefferson's actual final tallies here. I had to divert the processing power of the Higgs boson particle accelerator to calculate the infinitely small fantasy impact of Van Jefferson.
And I forgot he was even on that team.
That's your other starter, Van Jefferson. So, you know, I think there is going to be a case here where the other shoe drops and Russell Wilson ends up being the starter because Fields is not helping the rest of this team.
Look, there's been some surprise guys. There always are, right? Like Baker at the top. Yeah. But for a while, it was Geno Smith. He's still near the top, but over the last couple of weeks, not so much. What do you do with Geno Smith, especially because division rivals don't tend to be games I like starting fantasy players in?
Yeah, you know, despite all the success Geno has had in these last 2 years, including winning Comeback Player of the Year a couple of years ago, the Niners have completely obliterated him since starting for Seattle. Since in the three games he's played against San Francisco, Geno's averaged 205 yards, and he's thrown one touchdown in those three games. And as usual, the San Francisco pass defense is pretty darn good. Three opposing quarterbacks failed to even top 195 yards against San Francisco. Only Sam Darnold has topped one passing touchdown against the 49ers. So I've got modest expectations for Geno Smith here. I'd certainly keep starting DK Metcalf. You kind of have to, but you know, San Francisco's got an unusually physical, large cornerback in Isaac Yadam. And that dude's like 6'2", 230 pounds. I mean, it's like no cornerback is ever this big. So this might be a sneaky, tricky matchup for DK Metcalf, but I feel like he's the one guy you still have to start every week.
So does that mean, you know, I mean, other than Kenneth, not a wide receiver, but Kenneth Walker, I mean, he's been underlooked all season, hasn't he?
Absolutely. Underlooked his whole career. I love this guy. He runs so well. You know, he's played in three games this year. First game, 103 yards and a touchdown. His second game, he scored three touchdowns. And then last week, playing against the Giants, they bottled him up early, and offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb just pivoted him to a receiving role, threw to him eight times. He had seven catches for 57 yards. That is the action of a coach, Ryan Grubb, who wants to make sure that his best offensive playmaker gets the ball. And I love that about Kenneth Walker. And among players with his 37 rushing attempts, Kenneth Walker's number one in broken tackle rate. He is good. He's averaging 5.5 yards per carry. And the San Francisco run defense is totally middle of the pack. If Seattle is going to win, it's going to be on the legs of Kenneth Walker tonight.
Charge, last one for me, and then we'll let you get out of here. Ladd McConkey, this is selfish reasons. I like to ask you selfish questions.
That's fine.
I got him in a PPR league. I've been using him kind of here and there. What do you see about his fantasy growth through the rest of the season?
Well, okay, for the whole season, I want him to see him become the number one that I believe he is. I think he should be the number one receiver for that team, not Quentin Johnston, who to me feels more like a possession guy, a big body guy you can throw to when you need to at the stripe, more like that. Ladd McConkey's got the full range skill set that I want to see him, and it's still young in his career. I'm not knocking his progress at all. It's actually been, I think, pretty good. The catch for this week on Ladd McConkey and all the Chargers, where's Patrick Surtain going to be? Because he's so good. And he is obliterating anybody in his coverage. And if I'm the Broncos and I'm going to play man, and I'm going to put Patrick Surtain on one person, it would be Ladd McConkey, and I'd take my chance with Quentin Johnson dropping all the balls that come his way, which to this point of his career is a pretty safe bet.
Charge, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk some fantasy next week. And, hey, you know what? Enjoy the bye week. Couple of 5-0 teams living their best life.
Not all bad, right? And not only that, but you don't have the distraction of football while your baseball team is making a World Series run.
Yeah, no, just got to beat the Yankees. Got to beat the Yankees and the umpires tonight. You know, a dual task it is.
Everybody hates the Yankees. They're the worst. Just buying. All they do is buy playoff appearances and then come up short. Please take down the Yankees. They suck.
Gonna do our best. Thanks, Charge.
Bye, guys.